Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Los Angeles Rams versus the Buffalo Bills in our NFL game of the week, it's our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, Jeremiah, what's going on, man? Talking some NFL. We've been doing a few college games here and there, and now we're getting to the big leagues. Talking about the two powerhouses, man, with the Rams, the Bills. This is going to be a phenomenal game to help kick off the year in week one. It's going to be great. I can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to cover it either.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners from home and our live viewers, we just want to say thank you. Bringing you our football coverage is what we do best. It's our bread and butter. This is like Christmas for us. So thank you so much for joining us and saying thank you so much for telling your friends and family about the show. 100 Yards of Football is here for you, because of you, and with you. So thank you so much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Rams and the Bills, this is a big one. We are excited, and we want to hear, what do you think will happen during this matchup?
Man, this might be one of the closest games that we talk about the whole season. This is just week one. I mean, you have two teams who are vying for the Rams, who are looking to repeat as Super Bowl champs, and the Buffalo Bills, who are knocking right on that doorstep. We know that they are right there to get even closer, get to a Super Bowl, and maybe win it. And this team, let's talk about the champs, the defending champs, the LA Rams, who all they're bringing back, and what all they've lost, and how they can win this ball game here. Of course, QB Matt Stafford, Georgia alum, was at the Lions for a nice bit. And then last year switched on over, man, and he was tremendous. But we all know there is a little bit of concern right now. We know that his elbow has been a little bit fatigued and whatnot over the last few weeks of preseason. Everyone's been kind of talking about that. So we'll see how he can do in the regular season. I think he'll be fine. But that is just something to look out for. Of course, you got Cooper Kupp, just an absolute monster season last year. Can he repeat that? It remains to be seen. You've lost some guys at the wide receiving core. Van Jefferson's questionable. We don't know if he's going to be able to play this week or not. Of course, you know, Odell is no longer with the team. He might sign eventually, but he ain't there right now. He'll be throwing to Cooper Kupp, like I mentioned, Allen Robinson, the brand new addition coming over from the Chicago Bears. You know, he's going to want to have a great season for a new team. Tyler Higbee, a really good, reliable tight end. And, man, I think this defense is going to be pretty good because, I mean, you got Aaron Donald, one of the best, if not the best player in football right now, because he can just enforce his will on any offensive line, no matter who you are, what your size is. If you can bench press, you know, 350, 450, 550, you don't care. And double teams all day I'm expecting for this guy, and it's going to be fun to watch. Of course, Leonard Floyd also questionable, but you have guys like Bobby Wagner who's going to help out. You have a pretty good secondary with Taylor Rapp. Jordan Fuller is also questionable, so we'll see how he can do. And, of course, Jalen Ramsey at the corner slot holding it down, looking good. So I think this Rams team, while they've lost a few guys, I think they still look really good all in all. And I think that they're going to have a good day whenever they play these Buffalo Bills. And speaking of the Bills, let's talk about these Buffalo Bills. Because what a season they had last year. really, you know, just a great year all around. And if they can repeat, if they can get even better, we will talk about that. But man, you've got some, you know, Josh Allen, who has really stepped his game up in recent seasons, looking good, like the franchise quarterback that Buffalo expected. Of course, you got Devin Singletary holding it down with James Cook behind him now to help out with the running game. And you have a pretty good receiving core, kind of underrated also. Stephon Diggs, we all know what he's about. But you got Gabe Davis, Isaiah McKenzie, and also a few other guys there like Jameson Crowder to help out. So they are looking really deep at the wide receiver position to go along with a good tight end and Dawson Knox, a solid offensive line, and their defense. I didn't mention him beforehand, but their big acquisition was a man who was on the team last year who helped them get a Super Bowl win, and that's Von Miller. We all know the big payday he got. Rightfully so, a great player. But now he is going to be facing his old team week one. The headlines write themselves. And Von Miller's going to look great. You got Tremaine Edmonds right there, Matt Milano, Jordan Poirier, Micah Hyde. I mean, this is a great team along with Greg Rousseau. So, man, this is really a toss-up. This is a 50-50 battle. Everywhere I've seen talking about this game, no one can really decide who's going to win. I've seen people talk about the Rams, then people go with the Bills. You don't really know who's going to win because these teams are maybe as evenly matched as teams as we're going to see, like I said in the opening, the entire season. So this is going to be a tough game to pick. I've been racking my brain on it ever since we figured out we were going to do this video, and I think I finally came up with the conclusion. Week one, NFL preview with the Bills, with the Rams. This is going to be a tremendous game played on September the 8th in just a few short days. I am going to rock with the Buffalo Bills getting the upset in this one. I got to be in a close game, though, really close. 27 is for the Buffalo Bills and 24 for the Los Angeles Rams. Just a field goal decides this game. Heck, it might even be a game-winning field goal with 0 seconds left on the clock. And I think this is going to be a great matchup. I'm going to be very disappointed if this is a blowout. Man, I don't want this one to be. But I'm going to go with the Bills getting the win in this one, 27-24, in a close matchup. This is going to be hard-hitting. This is going to be a great game to watch. And I can't wait to see who's going to come away with the decisive 1-0 victory this upcoming week. It's going to be fun to watch, man.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow, dude, to see that last seconder, I cannot wait. That's going to be a clincher. It's going to be right down to that edge. I really hope both these teams come right out of those gates and do exactly what you're talking about, because I want to see a nail-biter. And I think a lot of our people at home definitely do. All of our Buffalo fans, let us know, what do you think will be the final score in the comments? All of our Los Angeles fans, we also want to hear from you. Tell us, where do you think this game will go? And of course, all of our NFL and college fans, where do you think this entire season is going to go? Are you looking for the Rams or the Bills to start knocking at the door immediately out the gate, start knocking off their competition right from the start? And how much crap are you going to talk if your team wins and their team loses? So we'd love to hear what you're doing. Put in the comments also, what are your plans? Are you going to be watching from home? Are you going to be tailgating? Are you joining some friends at a bar? What are your plans for watching this game? Let us know in the comments. What do you think there? And if you're listening to our podcast again, we just want to say thank you. We love our podcast listeners. And if you're not listening to our podcast, you definitely want to join us. We have our podcast coming out every single day. We'll take care of you on your way to work, while you're at your office, on your lunch break, on your way back home, or if you're in your car commuting all around the city, if you're a driver, or if you have a delivery service, or if you help all the great people get from place to place, then we'll have 100 yards there with you all the time to listen. And you can listen anywhere that you want over on podcast land, including Apple, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and of course the Believe Podcast Network, our great sponsor. So that's what we do. And so thank you so much for joining us over and over there. And thank you so much, too, to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible NFL Week 1 coverage of the Los Angeles Rams versus the Buffalo Bills. We are so excited to be here with you live every week from Atlanta, Georgia, live here. And so, you know, we're going to bring you every bit of coverage like we always do. Well, I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this is 100 Yards of Football. Stay tuned, and we'll have another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.